As we conclude our worship this morning, I'd like to share this Christmas prayer with the hope that reflects the desires of each and every one of us. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, so I could get to know you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being with me all my life, even when I didn't know it. I realize I need a Savior to set me free from my sin, from myself, and from all the habits, hurts, and hang-ups that mess up my life. Be the Lord of my life and save me by your grace. Save me from my sins and save me for your purpose. I want to learn your love, trust you, and become what you created me to be. Thank you for creating me and choosing me to be a part of your family. Right now, by faith, I accept the Christmas gift of your Son. Fill me with your peace and assurance so I can be a peacemaker. And help me share this message of peace with others. In your name I pray. Amen.
Oh. Loving Father, I am so thankful. I believe we're all thankful for the retinue of holy beings that came and made that great declaration to the shepherds on that Judean hillside. Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It's exactly the gift we needed, Father. And it's a gift that as we continue to unwrap, there's always another facet, another blessing, something else that's needed, whether it's to quell our fears, to give us peace, to transform our hearts, to give us hope, to heal our broken relationships, to propel us into this world with the message of your coming, Lord Jesus, both the first and second time. I thank you, Lord, for the gift that came with Jesus. Let us leave now, sharing that gift of love with everyone we encounter, and may it resound to the ends of the universe. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.